Back to Love. Another pass to Fry for a three.
He's got it!
Channing Fry has 7 triples. He has 27 points. And the Cavaliers are on top of the Hawks, 113-104.
Welcome to a special Cavs HQ conversation presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, let's go center court. Here's Kevin Love and Channing Fry.
I was going to say, so it's official now. Now that we're making a Channing Fry special, it's retirement.
Retirement.
That's it.
It's done.
How did we not know? You know how I found out, which is so sad, which is now.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to make it a big deal.
He said he was trying to be a baby the night before. Yeah. We had just won at the Garden. We're in New York City.
Yeah.
We're in New York City, Madison Square Garden. And you go, my last time playing at the Garden.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, everybody goes, aw, Channing. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was being dead serious.
Dude,
it's just like.
I thought you were being a baby.
No.
You're acting like me.
No, you're fine. You're not a baby all the time. Just when I'm not around. But no, dude, like, it just. I've been thinking about it, and I was just like, yeah, this is it. It just, something hits you where you're like, I'm more excited to see what's next. There's only so much you can give to the game or get from it. And at this point, like, I'm more of a coach than a player. So why not put my energy into doing something on that side? And I think after 14 years of being in this league and 4 going to college, and then 4 going to high school. That's a long time of just playing basketball. So I'm excited to see what's next, but it'll be sad. I'll come visit you guys sometimes. But it's time for me to go ahead and let go. Take this horse out to the pasture.
So what does retirement for Channing Fry look like?
Ooh, hopefully not another 20. Try to keep this beautiful dad bod. It's exciting. I don't know what it looks like, and I think that's, it's like scary and exciting, but I know it's going to involve something with me talking, me eating, me drinking, and still being around basketball. Right. So if I could have a TV show where we drink wine, eat, talk basketball, that would be great. Or I could just eat popcorn while I talk basketball, while I watch you guys. It would be any of that.
How are Lauren and the kids accepting the fact?
You know what? She is cool with it. But now,
you'd be around a lot more now.
Around a lot more,
but it might not have
at the same time.
You know, that trash duty and the dishes.
Oh, man, listen. You know what? It's already started. It's more like, hey, Channing, we need to get you used to doing these dishes. And I'm like, not yet. I can't. I can't unfocus on the seat. like, Channing, can you take the trash out? My knees still hurt. I've worked out hard. Right. I can't use that anymore. But it's not that big a deal. I think for me, my kids, all I care about is having a dog. And so over the years, my son is 8.
My Instagram?
After you got your stupid dog, God, every day. They want puppy videos on Instagram.
Every day. I'm sorry, I got to pull it back.
You are such a dog person. But, like, that's all they asked me about. I'm like, hey, you know, we're moving from Cleveland, like, we're going back to Oregon. So when are we going to get a dog? It's like every day. I'm just not excited to clean up poop all the time.
Yeah, but it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It's not. But did you change diapers for?
Yes, I've changed a lot of diapers.
Plenty of diapers.
Thousands of diapers. No,
I can't say I've ever changed one.
But it's a human diaper instead of a dog poop. It's different.
Yeah,
it's different. No. But I think other than that, like for me, I want to do things that I didn't have the opportunity to do playing basketball. Go to different sporting events. Like be a fan of, like, you know, obviously I love the Timbers and you know, being able to travel and go see like different situations and a little bit more stability, excuse me, in my life than, you know, me just focusing on me about what's best for the team. You know,
right.
Nothing was more important than the team and like what I need to do to be ready. And now it's like nothing is more important than me making sure that my family is okay, making sure that I'm happy, you know. And I get, you know, I tell everybody the scariest thing is making my own schedule. Like,
I was just about to say that. Has to be. You know, because you're able to do it in the summer, but your main focus is still basketball.
Like, yeah,
the main
still,
thing is still
yeah,
the main
yeah.
thing.
Now
in a way, your priorities change. But in another way, it's also liberating that you get to pick your own schedule, make your own schedule, and choose a job that is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah. I think for me, I was thinking, do I want to become Do I want to be a four-time a week yoga guy?
Right.
You know, do I want to wake up and hit the links? You know, I don't know what Nike I want yoga. To do, dog. Do a little Nike yoga? You know, got the gear. Thanks, Ted.
What do you think you'll miss most?
Definitely anything. The team stuff. Like flying with you guys, eating dinners.
Bus rides,
always funny.
Cussing the young guys out.
Cussing them out. Yeah. You know, and just the competition of like the challenge every day. And then having to figure out how to challenge myself and still like get happiness from that.
Right.
You know? But yeah, man, it's at some point, I hope everyone, you know, when you play, you're like, I want to walk away from this game. You know, I don't want to, you know,
and not everybody gets to do it on their own terms.
And I've seen a lot of guys either with injuries or just they couldn't adjust or adapt to where the game is. And for me to say, like, you know, I'm going out and I know some of my best friends in the city that I love, that I won a championship, but I'm walking away on my terms and on great terms here.
When that last moment comes and you check in for the last time, and obviously the fan, you're going to get a standing ovation.
Oh, man, I appreciate it.
You're definitely going to get a standing ovation.
Which is funny, though, because it's not funny, because for me.
But you mean more to this city than just basketball. You got to know that.
Well, yeah, I think they just like, I'm like like pop culture. Like, what
you're
is
like a folk hero almost. You're not Rudy like Deli.
No, not Rudy.
He's like definitely Rudy on steroids.
Big Lebowski. Everyone loves the Big Lebowski.
We'll be back with more of this special Cavs HQ conversation presented by AT&T with Kevin Love and Channing Frye right after this.
Here, and the Cleveland Monsters need your help as they battle for the Calder Cup at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Catch all the fast-paced, heart-pounding action as the chase for the Calder Cup begins. For tickets and more information on Monsters playoff hockey, visit any Northern Ohio discount drug mart or visit clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs.
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beachwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Grab your bowl and grab your spoon and try Ruggles Premium Ice Cream. Ruggles is irresistibly creamy and made with only the best ingredients like the finest fudges and fruits, choice chocolates, and delicious nuts and nougats. Ruggles Ice Cream, available in a variety of exciting flavors. So scoop, scoop, yum, yum, you gotta get some. Ruggles Premium Ice Cream from America's Heartland. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beachwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to a special Cavs HQ conversation presented by AT&T on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, let's head back to center court with Kevin Love and Channing Frye.
It's been a wild 3 years. It seems like it's so much longer, probably because going to the finals 2 times, and then I got traded. And then, but luckily I got the chance to come back.
Well, I'll say this to interject for a second about Channing was that I always tell this story as well as when when you first got to us in 2016 and were traded here, you know, he kind of looked around, had an idea that we had that championship caliber team. We had all the talent. You know, I believe we were, you know, top of the East at the time. And we were likely going to, you know, make the finals or go through the East, and we weren't having enough fun. I think Channing posed the question, you know, what's going on here? Why are we having enough fun?
Get the sticks out your butt.
Yeah.
So like I think Channing, I came from Orlando where we were getting our head beat in.
Maybe more than any other person I've ever met, being able to make light of a situation, diffuse a situation, or just bring some sort of, lightness or a sense of just calm to a situation, no matter how serious it is. And that's just always been Channing. I mean, that in itself is a talent. I hate to say great locker room guy because
Upper echelon locker room guy.
You know what? You transitioned into a locker room guy this last year.
Definitely did.
Yeah.
Which
but
I'm cool
no,
with.
I mean, always a true professional, but always found a way to, see the lighter side of things, especially when we were a team that thrived under chaos.
Oh, God.
So much.
But it was just so funny. Like, it wasn't that serious. Like, we were going to win, but nothing is that serious. It's literally.
Like, let's have fun doing it.
Yeah, have fun. Lord, my thing is, like, even this year with some of the young guys, I'm like, these dudes, you can see they're, like, sweating. They're so nervous. I'm like, dude, like some of our two-way guys, I'm like, just think about this opportunity. Like, you weren't even supposed to be here right now. Like, if we hadn't had 19 injuries, you wouldn't even be here. So have fun. Like, if this was on a game with, like, no one else watching, what would you play like? Right. Well, I would, okay, well, then do that. Because all this nervousness is just bad energy.
Right.
This is bad juju. You know, and these expectations that you have for yourself of, like, your thought of what you did in college or what you did in the G League or what you did, like, maybe on a team that was bad is not here. Like, you can make your own, you know, you're making your own pathway. So enjoy it. And if you mess up, no one cares. You care. You care more than we do. It happens. A ball goes out of bounds. Like, no one played a perfect game. A guy misses a shot and shoot around, and he's like, ah. And I'm like, oh, what are you, 0 for 1 in shoot around? Like, it doesn't matter.
We need you now, or do we need you at 7 o'clock?
Yeah. Like, God, relax. We literally play basketball for a living.
But to that point, I'll come back to the your time with the Cavs. But you mentioned actually yesterday on the plane, we were headed to Milwaukee, and we had about an hour on the flight. And, you know, we were sitting around. It was Larry, it was Tristan, it was JC, and myself. And we were listening to you talk about, and, you know, we were talking about hindsight's not always 20/20.
Yeah.
And there are some things that you might have done differently or might have changed. And you mentioned a few things in talking to us. And I think kind of what you were saying about some of the young guys and in teaching them, you might have changed some things earlier on. But knowing that now, you know, you're kind of being able to project that on them.
Yeah. I think for me, it's just, I think the expectations that you have as a player on yourself weigh way more heavy than what's really required. I think some of the best advice is, like, which is realistic. Like, Kevin, you're an all-star, you're making big money, you're one of the most skilled players in the NBA. Let's say we play 4 games in a week, we need you to play 3.5 games good, right? 3.5 games at a pretty high level. A guy who's not in a rotation, who's 10, 11, 12, 13, we need you to play good for 6 minutes a week, right? So your expectations of you getting in there, like, in random minutes, of just going in there and playing really good is unrealistic. It just doesn't, the game doesn't work like that.
Right.
Anything other than absolute suck, you're doing great for us. So, like, yeah, these young guys, they don't see it like that. They think this is like college, or they forget that this is the highest level of basketball to play, and they are so tight sometimes that they just don't enjoy it, or they don't see what they're supposed to see. Like, don't sit on the bench, think of, like, okay, how can I, you know, how am I going to get 20 points? Or how about this? How about you think, how can I get my teammate a shot? How can I help on defense? And what do we need to do to win? Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to progress you as a player. Yes, you're a shooter. Yes, you're a rebounder. You're going to do those things naturally. But what else can you bring? and what else is going to help us win. And I think over the course of the year, you know, one guy that I've seen go through the ups and downs is Jetty. And I think Jetty, when he's calm and he's just playing his game, he's absolutely amazing. In games where he's had almost triple doubles, you look on his face, he thinks he's playing bad. And we're like, Jetty, you're doing great. We're up by 20. Like, relax. Like, your impact on the game is much more than just points or rebounds. It's everything that you're doing, defense, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, you put the blinders on. And I think over the course of my career, like, I've been put in every situation, coming off the bench, DMPs, starting, playing random minutes, not playing at all. And at the end of the day, it's all about, like, what impact can I have? And then even games where I've, like, come in for 2 minutes, they're like, oh, you did great. And I'm like, well, if I did great, why am I coming out?
Right.
Well, we just needed you for 2 minutes. Thanks. You're being a pro.
We'll be back with more of this special Cavs HQ conversation presented by AT&T with Kevin Love and Channing Frye right after this.
Creating the perfect outdoor space begins at the new patio place at Levin's. Choose from a great selection of quality outdoor sofas, sectionals, dining sets, fire pits, and more. All collections feature top quality weather-resistant aluminum frames and water-resistant fabrics. For the same peace of mind you have shopping for your indoors, come see the all-new outdoor collection at Levin's.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/ebill to get started.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hello, PGA Pro Jimmy Hanlon here. Let me tell you a little secret. For $7, you can have the best burger in town. I've had it. Trust me, it's the best. Every Tuesday night for dinner, the Rustic Grill at Stonewater in Highland Heights slashes their burger and veggie burger prices in half. $7 only, but the same great Ohio beef with house-made bacon, aged white cheddar, bib lettuce, garlic aioli, and house-cut fries. The price is cut, but the quality never is. Check out Rustic Grill at Stonewater Golf.
Fire me, score!
Here, and the Cleveland Monsters need your help as they battle for the Calder Cup at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Catch all the fast-paced, heart-pounding action as the chase for the Calder Cup begins. For tickets and more information on Monsters playoff hockey, visit any Northern Ohio discount drug mart or visit clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs.
Kevin Love and Channing Frye with a special Cavs HQ conversation presented by AT&T right here on the Cavs Radio Network. Once again, from center court, here's K-Love and the Frye guy.
The game has changed, and you alluded to that earlier. But also, I think the younger guys are putting such a level of expectation on themselves.
Yeah.
Also because of where the game has gone social media-wise.
Oh, man.
Like, it's crazy. I imagine when you came into the league, I was at the very beginning of it. I was drafted in 2008. So we were just getting into social media and Twitter and Instagram. And it's grown so much that I think the expectation and the eyes on the game and everybody
has an opinion.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like,
and it's so magnified.
Back in the day, well, my first 2 years I was in New York.
And commentary, like all the commentary is like,
crazy.
That's what the content is now.
Yeah.
So everybody, I think, feels that in one way or another. Some people are just better at dealing with it.
Yeah. And I think for the players to be the best you can, you need to lock in on yourself and like lock in on what does my team need and like how can I know enough about basketball that this is quiet, you know? Like, my individual goals are amazing, but if I get 20 and we're losing by 15, obviously I'm doing something. If you keep doing it, the NBA is a copycat league. If teams say let him score, they're gonna lose the game, and you keep doing this over and over and over, that you're showing that you're refusing to evolve for your team and refusing to do what's best for your team. And I think for me, it was uncomfortable my first year shooting threes. But they kept being like, Channing, you have to shoot them for us. So I had to, like, the first year we played the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, right? It was a killer team.
Phoenix, yeah.
And San Antonio, I was hot, on fire, right? And we swept them. It was crazy beating San Antonio and San Antonio. The Lakers switched their whole defense up on me. And I think I was 1-for-21 from three the first three games or something crazy. I was getting booed by people in like getting breakfast. Stop shooting it. But my teammates are like, Channing, don't stop shooting. You have to stop, like you have to keep going. You'll get yourself out of this. Like, but I had to listen to them or I had to listen to everything else. And people were like, what is he playing for? What is this? And then we end up losing in five games, but I ended up having a pretty good game the last two games and just kept going. And I said, as quickly as somebody is gonna boo you or make a comment, as quickly as they're gonna give you a standing ovation when you make three in a row, you know? So just taking these highs and lows over.
Well, that's what happened in 2016. Remember, you gave me a call after game four, Eastern Conference Finals, Toronto. And we came back and won the next two. And I had great games. But you called me and said, hey, listen, and you mentioned that series.
Yeah.
You brought up that series.
Got to.
Spoke from your own experience. And I think that, I mean, that's who Channing is. And I think between you and RJ really helped me because we had that little triangle in
the triangle's good.
The corner of our locker room, and that was that's just a brotherhood that'll
always
never
be there.
Yeah, never be broken. So that leads me into asking what will you remember most, not only from the 2016 championship run. Obviously, I think everybody wants to hear that because there's so many things. We could do a whole special on that.
Right, obviously.
But I would say just your tenure as a Cav overall.
Right. I think my thing as a Cav was like, and the reason that I'm retiring a Cav is because this is the best situation for me with the right guys. You know, not only was the coaching staff great, but the players and everything about this organization and the city was exactly what I needed for my life and for what I needed to accomplish as a player and to be challenged every day to be a pro and to be around the best of the best pros. It's tough to be on a team. It's rare to be on a team where you like four or five guys. It's even more rare to be on a team where you like seven or eight. But the fact that 2016 team, I could call or text any of them right now, as long as they still have the same phone number, and be like, what's up, man? How you doing? It's Channing. Right. Like, and reach out. There's just that connection, I think, it's that we all sacrifice for each other. You know, it wasn't always pretty, and it was, you know, if you can imagine, like, a brotherhood of alpha males and all-stars and guys that are, like, the greatest ever, always trying to win, and that's a singular focus for them. And then you have guys challenging those guys to be better every day, you know. Richard challenging Braun, or Braun challenging me, or me challenging Mozzie, or even like Mo Williams getting in there at the end of the game during the finals where he hadn't played at all, almost all year. But just everyone being ready, or James Jones talking the most crap, you know, of like how bad we were, or like how stupid the decisions. Yeah, we're trash. But it was all for a good purpose. So thinking about my tenure would be my relationships with everybody and like how that almost rivals winning, right? You winning on a team just to win, to me, wouldn't feel half as good, not even a third as good. It felt even better because I did it with you guys, you know, and that I had a role and that everyone's sacrifice. That sacrifice is tough to get, you know, for somebody to say, okay, I know this is best for us this series. I'll be ready, but you're the main, like, mismatch here. Next series is me, but be ready. And then over the course of my career, it's just been, man, so many ups and downs of, like, things I can't control, and I think it's going to help me in life of, like, no matter, even if you do everything completely right, sometimes it just doesn't go your way, and you have to just adjust, take that L that day, and wake up the next morning and continue working and be ready for your big opportunity to come. Because, you know, there's a lot, you know, sometimes you see a lot of moping around about, like, well, you know, I wouldn't say a lot, but sometimes you see it happens, like, I'm not getting this, or how come he's not doing that, or how come he's not doing this? And I'm like, well, why don't you just adjust your game a little bit? You have the capability of doing it. Like, some guys can only do one or two things, like rebound and run the floor. But if you have the talent or the skill to do a bunch of things, you should be able to control the game just based on who you are. And it's a unique ability, and it's a unique situation. It's something that I think I did earlier in my career, and at the end I became a specialist.
This is a special Cavs HQ conversation presented by AT&T with K-Love and the retiring Channing Frye on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
When you tear into a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky, you're sinking your teeth in real meat, not some sugary artificial snack food. Jack Link's is made with 100% beef, seasoned and smoked with natural goodness and flavor. You expect an authentic beef jerky. Real satisfying, real tender, real meat. Grab a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky. Be your wild side. Get Jack Link's beef jerky at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beachwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
He scores! Zach Duffy with the overtime winner!
Playoff hockey is here, and the Cleveland Monsters need your help as they battle for the Calder Cup at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Catch all the fast-paced, heart-pounding action as the chase for the Calder Cup begins. For tickets and more information on Monsters Playoff Hockey, visit any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart or visit clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs.
Discount Drug Mart wants you to know that despite recent changes made by Medicare, you can pick up your favorite brand of diabetes supplies at Discount Drug Mart and bill Medicare with little or no cost to you. They carry all the supplies you need, including Essentia Contour, LifeScan One Touch Vario, Freestyle Light, Drug Mart True Metrics, and AccuCheck Aviva meters and test strips. Stop by the pharmacy and pick up your diabetes testing supplies or speak with a pharmacist for more details.
We are back on Cavs HQ. Well, of course, community service is a cornerstone of the Cavaliers organization. And last week, the Cavs in Goodyear opened a newly renovated STEM lab at Buchtel Community Learning Center. Cavs and Goodyear executives, along with Cavs Arena host Ahmad Crump, Moondog Sir Cece, and members of the Cavs girls and the Scream team, they were all on hand to welcome Buchtel students, faculty, and staff into the space for the first time. With new paint, furniture, and STEM-related supplies and equipment, this space will be a place where these students will learn, create, and innovate for years to come. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ presented by AT&T right after this.
Yeah. Now, let's get back to a candid conversation from Center Court with Kevin Love and the retiring Channing Frye, presented by AT&T on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
So I'm going to switch it up into something that we've talked definitely in length about, and what has definitely, I mean, for a large part, brought us close together. But that was just talking about your heart.
Yeah,
missing.
Yeah, a year.
A year. A full year, and what that felt like, what that meant for your family, the type of stress, anxiety, depression.
Oh, man.
You know, moving away from the game, not knowing if you're ever going to play again, being told you might not ever play again.
By a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, what was, for people that don't know, what was that? What was that like?
So having that, you know, that diagnosis was probably one of the hardest times in my life, well, top three. And I think, for me, I really had to sit down, and when I got into yoga, I really had to meditate, like, how much do I want to fight, you know? Do I want to fight doctors? What do I believe is true, and what is right, and what's, am I getting better? Is basketball worth my life? And the fact that, like, my family and everyone around me supported me and was like, you have to go with your gut. I continued to try and evolve myself, and I think the fact that, you know, the man upstairs took everything away and said, start from scratch, you know, about like, okay, less stress, no anxiety, letting go, enjoy this. Because I think, honestly, before that, everything was so stressful. Everything was like, I got to do good. I have to do this. I have to. But you don't have to do anything. You just have to have fun. If you have fun, most of the time you're playing good. And I didn't enjoy it. Even when I did well, I enjoyed that for like 5 minutes, and I thought, okay, how can I do this again? What do I need to replicate? And, you know, the stress of that was like, am I hurting myself? Or, you know, when I finally got the okay from the doctors at Johns Hopkins, it was like, it took me an hour to do 100 push-ups and 100 lunges. And I was drenched. And I said,
well, man. Because you couldn't get your heart rate up above.
Right. And I had to wear a heart rate monitor. So it was like, I do 5 push-ups. And I'd be like, 137. Like, go sit down, you know? And then I was low-key depressed. Now that I was, I mean, I say low-key, it was pretty high-key. Like, so I wasn't drinking, but then I was like, man, what is going to, like, I have these cravings for all type of stuff. So I would literally go to Dairy Queen and get 2 large pecan cluster blizzards. Oh, no. What? And my wife was like, Channing, you're fat.
That's 60 pounds, I'm telling you.
You're fat, right? And I was like, no, I'm not. She was like, well, let's do a push-up contest. And I was like, done. So she cranks out 20, right? And she had been working out. I did 21 and was profusely sweating and took a nap. Like, I was like, you know what? I am kind of fat. Like, but I didn't have an outlet. And then I got into yoga. I got into golf. And I really started to just embrace every day and to embrace, like, the people that I was around, because there was a lot of guys around the league that text me that were like, dude, like, we're hearing your story, like, keep working, it's worth it. And then just to know that I came back from being super hella fatty, Channing, to an NBA champion, all those doctors that said, like, you can't do this, or, you know, you shouldn't play, or all this. But, you know, I'm not motivated by revenge. I'm more motivated by myself that, like, damn, you started from absolute super hella fatty scratch, and you worked your way all the way back. And then, so like every challenge that I take, whether it's like the VersaClimber or running on a treadmill or like, how can I be good when I don't know when I'm gonna play? All these challenges are something that like I add as like Lego blocks to my castle of happiness.
Right.
And it's pretty damn big right now. And so, it's sad that I'm leaving, but I'm happy that I got the opportunity to challenge myself and for you guys to help challenge me every day. And
well, I'm sure having gone through that too, even outside of basketball, that's going to help you for the long run.
Yeah.
I mean, without a doubt.
Yeah, because everyone's like, well, what's retirement like? And I'm like, I already know what it's like.
Yeah.
It's pretty tight. Like, it's, I was doing announcing for the Suns. I did a couple things with them. And then I was in Phoenix. Obviously, I'm going to play golf because I don't have to get my heart rate up. But just to have something, now I don't know if it's going to be golf. I don't know if it's going to be announcing. Or I know that whatever I put all my energy into is going to give me that love and attention and everything back, because I'm going to go 100% into it and love it and challenge it and try to make sure that I'm real and that I'm trying to get better at it every single day. So like golf, I would go to the driving range and hit golf balls for 2 hours and be obviously drenched. It was hot, very hot. And then go home and be like, I'm good. Right. I got better at something today. And
you have a nice little Nike polo.
Nikes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got my little rain
Shout
jacket.
Shout out Ted Kirby again.
Yeah, you know? Ted. Yeah. What's up, boy? You live around the corner. Free 99. But yeah, man, just anything. Anything right. is possible. And it's exciting to let this go and throw the sneakers up on the thing. And I couldn't imagine after I got traded in this summer, I was looking around in free agency and I had some opportunities to go to some really good teams that wanted to win. And I got the opportunity to talk to, you know, Kobe and
I screened your calls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you did. And just talking to him and my agent, my family and my friends, I was like, this is going to be my last year. If it is, I got to go back. It's not like there's no choice. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And I did talk to you and I talked to Kyle and some of the other guys. And I was like, man, I don't want to go anywhere else and have to learn everybody else. And they have to learn me.
Right.
It was weird enough going to LA and then getting hurt. And I don't really know those guys.
So
I'm trying to speak the game to them. But they're like 19 and 20.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, this is just way over, like too much. So coming back here, I didn't know how much I was going to play or not play. I actually played a lot more than I thought I would. Thank you to your brittle bodies on our team.
You're listening to a special Cavs HQ conversation with Kevin Love and Channing Frye, presented by AT&T. We'll be right back.
Here, and the Cleveland Monsters need your help as they battle for the Calder Cup at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Catch all the fast-paced, heart-pounding action as the chase for the Calder Cup begins. For tickets and more information on Monsters playoff hockey, visit any Northern Ohio discount drug mart or visit clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs.
Going to the pharmacy again.
Hi, I'm Wilma Smith. You don't have to waste time or gas with multiple trips to the pharmacy thanks to Discount Drug Mart's Sync Your Meds program. The pharmacists at Drug Mart will work with you and your doctor to ensure all your prescriptions will be in stock and ready on the same day each and every month. Tom and I love Discount Drug Mart's Sync Your Meds program. You will too. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beechwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
Say goodbye to fridge fights. True Mood Chocolate Milk is a win-win for moms and kids because kids love what's in it and moms love what's not. We start with fresh Ryder dairy milk with no artificial growth hormones and add just the right amount of cocoa and sugar. And True Mood does not have high fructose corn syrup. True Mood from Ryder Dairy is delicious and nutritious. That's what makes True Mood a truly good thing. There's no debate. Learn more at TrueMood.com. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You're listening to a special Cavs HQ conversation presented by AT&T on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, let's head back to center court with Kevin Love and Channing Frye.
So I got asked, too, about, you know, a couple years back. Probably, I know it's top three, but one of the toughest moments of your life as well was losing both your parents.
Yeah.
Within a few weeks of each other.
Yeah, that sucked.
That sucks.
Yeah, trust me, a lot of therapy, I can laugh. It's an absolutely horrible situation. And what's crazy is this summer, so the trainer I've had for, my basketball trainer for, 10 years? I've known him since college too, so longer than that. He passed away randomly. And so I think their deaths and his really made me value my time. You know, when people say, well, you're making money playing basketball, I'm like, at some point, my time with is short on this earth is more important than money. And as crazy as that sounds, it's people who I love have been taken away at the most inopportune times. And I think it's tough for me to love this game as much as I should or as I can without my parents or without, you know, my guy. And
you're saying money is help, money is great. It's just not the only currency that matters.
Yeah. It's definitely not the only currency that matters. And then for me, it's like that puts so much value into my family. It was one of those things, can I get over this? Like, can I continue to, like, move? And I think, again, I've told the story about, like, I'd go to practice and I'd cry the whole 30 minutes. And then I get to practice and I was, like, happy again because I was around you guys. But, again, it was like...
an escape, yeah.
It was an escape, and it was just, like, a screen of, like, a filter of, like, what was really going on. And I don't think I really took care of it until the summer, until afterwards, where when we lost, I wasn't as hurt as I knew I should have.
Yeah.
You know, because there was no more emotional energy left in me. You know, we lost in the finals. I was like, okay. And I'm like, this is not right. Like, you're at the NBA finals again. Like, I didn't enjoy it as much as I should to have such a great opportunity to be there. And I didn't hurt as much as I should.
Well, that in itself is emotionally draining too.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I need those feelings. You play basketball for those feelings.
It makes you feel alive.
Yeah, it makes you feel alive. And for me, you know, getting that joy back comes from doing different things, seeing guys get better, you know, seeing guys evolve over the course of a year. Another guy that I think hopefully we've helped him out, and I think he's starting to almost blossom a little bit, not full rosebud, but he's opening up a little bit, is Larry. Larry, at the beginning of the year, wouldn't shoot a three coming off the bench. Now he's hoisting these suckers up.
Right.
And I'm just asking him to shoot three a game. You shoot six times. Why not shoot nine?
He's also very much himself now,
too,
like away from the court. So
that's
good to see.
He's sitting with us. And it's great to see guys like Tristan evolve, Jordan evolve. It's exciting, and I love it. And I think if I can have an impact on them in that realm, where can I take that in my own career outside of basketball? Whether that's talking the game or being a coach or, you know, wherever that is, that's where I'm getting called now too. I'm getting called to the light, to the light of the other side of the court.
So in, what would it be, 2026, when we're back for our 10-year reunion on this court?
Trust me, I'm going to be shredded. 2026, I'll be 46, 45. Oh, I promise you this. I'm going to work out for a whole year.
Do something like that again? The parade?
Oh. First of all, okay, guys.
He was so hungover.
Oh,
can we show a picture of him up on the stage, please?
Oh, I was so hungover. No, if I'm wearing glasses like that.
Right. Ooh.
See, I wasn't moving around like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God. This speech.
If you could hear this voice.
Oh, the mic drop.
Oh. I knew I had to do it. Oh, the pizza. Yes. No. Somebody was like, "Change, take a picture." I was like, "No, man, I need some pizza." That pizza was so good. Now, I don't know if it was because the
usually when you have greasy food like that,
somebody kept throwing us hot Coors Lights,
right?
And they still got drank. But no,
ooh, 16, ring night, that was special.
So special. I think for me, just being a part of that.
I wore a banker suit with a turtleneck there. Oh, yes. There we go. Let's see if we... Yeah, that's a special moment.
You saw me dap him up there. Yeah. I gave my brother dap. Why did everyone put their ring on there like that? I was very confused by that.
I think because
I don't understand the symbolism of it.
I don't know. You get to touch the banner.
I think I just touched it.
Oh, but that was a special night.
Special night. And I think I've worn my ring 5 times.
It's sitting in a safe somewhere, undisclosed.
Yeah. But, dude, if we have a 10-year reunion, I would...
No, we're going to have a 10-year reunion. Laughing. That team is going to find an excuse to get together.
Get
and we
ready.
Were the most partying...
Oh. We
excuse to get
every
together.
Moment.
Oh my God! Every moment.
We're like, it's Tuesday the 25th. Yeah. We need to have a team function.
It's a soft Tuesday.
We're going to
May.
Kevin's, getting a cheese. A soft Tuesday.
Yeah.
Definitely
oh,
need to get
that
a cheese
plate.
Oh, with the local honey. Yup, that's how you know he got money.
Yeah, we would. no, but after we won it, that was a crazy 72 hours.
Oh.
Crazy.
My brother was here, and he goes, Channing, I think I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And I said, I think I've died 4 times already.
But that's another
but
thing.
It was
like,
worth
you,
it.
You, like, because our traveling schedule is so wild, and, like, we were on such an emotional high that we were conditioned for it.
Yeah.
But a week after,
oh.
I was like this.
No. Oh, slump God.
I was done.
What was crazy, if people don't understand, we went from the game, so everybody doesn't eat, so everyone's nervous. Game 7. The game starts at what, 8?
It was, no, it was a 6 o'clock game.
6 o'clock
Sunday.
Game. Oh, it was 6 o'clock Sunday. I don't remember all these details, but we don't eat till at like 2.
Yeah.
Then we play the whole game.
Yeah.
And immediately after the game, we are slamming champagne bottles.
Right.
So it's not like beer, champagne, emotions,
taking
cigars,
photos, pouring stuff all over each other.
Yes. So then we get on a plane. Nobody eats anything.
Right. But also. Oh, by the way, we're going to Vegas.
Yes. So we then fly to Vegas. Nobody eats anything still.
Right.
Then we're in Vegas till 5
diet.
In the morning. People are now bodied on this airplane. I had to grab a couple of champagne bottles. So I was asleep like this, right? When we get off
we
the plane, there's 30,000 people.
Thousands of people there.
First
and then
of all,
we take the day to ourselves.
Yeah. The day. Okay, first of all, I went to Don Ramon's.
We don't condone
I told
that.
This story. And got me a big gallon of margarita and
all for
watched
free.
It.
Everything was
$3.99.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Ovations.
Cleveland
you
area.
Get free guac. Yeah. You get free. Yes. Yeah.
We'll be back with more of this special Cavs HQ conversation presented by AT&T with Kevin Love and Channing Frye right after this.
Come on, we're going to be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Is here, and the Cleveland Monsters need your help as they battle for the Calder Cup at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Catch all the fast-paced, heart-pounding action as the chase for the Calder Cup begins. For tickets and more information on Monsters playoff hockey, visit any Northern Ohio discount drug mart or visit clevelandmonsters.com/playoffs.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brewworks. Born and brewed in Cleveland is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brewworks beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brewworks, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Creating the perfect outdoor space begins at the new patio place at Levin's. Choose from a great selection of quality outdoor sofas, sectionals, dining sets, fire pits, and more. All collections feature top quality weather-resistant aluminum frames and water-resistant fabrics. For the same peace of mind you have shopping for your indoors, come see the all-new outdoor collection at Levin's.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Hello, PGA Pro Jimmy Hanlon here. Let me tell you a little secret. For $7, you can have the best burger in town. I've had it. Trust me, it's the best. Every Tuesday night for dinner, the Rustic Grill at Stonewater in Highland Heights slashes their burger and veggie burger prices in half. $7 only, but the same great Ohio beef with house-made bacon, aged white cheddar, bib lettuce, garlic aioli, and house-cut fries. The price is cut, but the quality never is. Check out Rustic Grill at Stonewater Golf.
Kevin Love and Channing Frye with the special Cavs HQ conversation presented by AT&T right here on the Cavs Radio Network. Once again, from center court, here's K-Love and the Frye Guy.
Think about this season. What were April 9th. We didn't finish the regular season until
June 19th.
June 19th.
It's 19th,
that's
right?
Such a crazy experience on your body.
Yeah.
Right? And to be that focused and that intense and that, like, grabbing onto something, you know,
and
so
by the
tight.
Way, there was a dozen storylines throughout the year, regular season, postseason, and the second half of Game 7.
Yeah.
It was just we were nuts. So worked up.
Just the emotion of every play during that game.
Everybody had
like,
their
hands. What the? But I love you. Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm going to die. If you watch the video, there's a point where I look over to Steve and I'm like, I'm going to have a heart attack.
Right. Even Champ, who's the most calm, collected guy in the world, said, I might need to go to the back.
Yeah, I was like, I need to go to the back. I can't do this. Like, I cannot physically do this. It's like playing chicken with a car, you know, and you're like, I got to move, but I can't stay like a deer. And all of a sudden, like, Kyrie did the move and I said, is he going to go right? Whoop, boom, hit the shot.
Right.
And then I thought I was going to cry, right? And then Kevin played a little bit of defense.
A little bit.
And then I thought I was going to cry. But then when Bron, I never seen a human move that fast before in my life.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was like some type of jungle animal had got on the court
and
went after the ball.
If on Iguodala, if Swish didn't come over the top,
yeah, it would,
on
he
the
would
ball,
have, he would have dunked it.
He would have dunked it.
Yeah.
And Bron wouldn't have had that extra split second or split step to go up there and block the shot.
Dude, and then there were just so many little plays about that. I think
That's his iconic moment, I think, in his career.
Ridiculous.
I mean, there's been several of them, but nothing will
more
be
than that
play alone.
And, you know, and this is my opinion, and I'm probably going to get roasted for this, except outside of Cleveland. People say, well, why don't you go to a championship team? Like, go, you know, help win another one. I said, in all actuality, I feel, and there is some merit to it, that my ring is more important or is the best ring of the last 10 years. Is the most iconic ring. And you'll say this, until Golden State wins 7, which they have the possibility to, right? They have that much talent, they're that good. Until they beat the Chicago Bulls, 6 rings, they have to get 7. Our ring for making history is the most important
for
ring
what it was,
in the last
10
years.
Being down 3-1 and the story.
And the storyline. We're the only team.
Years of not
we're the
having
little
the
giants.
Major sports championships.
Yeah. Yeah. One time.
And the group of
one
misfit
time.
Toys
That's it.
We had. Yeah.
And think, like, that team added Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Right? That's the biggest compliment.
Yeah.
Ever. Let's add arguably the second best player in the league to a team that won 72 games. And I think, our ring wouldn't be as special if they weren't as good.
Agreed.
If they weren't such a juggernaut, which you have to respect, our ring wouldn't have been special. You know? Like if Dallas hadn't beat such a juggernaut Miami team, this unbeatable team, would theirs have been
Dirk
special?
As well, right.
Yeah. Would Dirk have been like, if solidified? Like, there is no question about where Dirk is, about where the Mavericks are, and what they did if Miami hadn't been so dang good.
Yeah.
And I think You know, in this game, you get small moments, right, where the tractor goes by and everyone can hear it. We do a construction?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just kidding. No, we get small
knocking
moments
down the,
in your
Channing
career.
Channing Fry wing.
Psych?
Yeah.
It's going to be chicken.
No, it's a bar.
Chicken
that's
wing.
The Patron. Yeah,
no, we ain't drinking Patron.
No. They had the Patron bar
IPA
a couple
bar?
Years ago.
IPA
yeah, the
IPA, bar.
Okay,
IPA
the
bar.
Microbrewery.
Ooh, you know it. Yeah, you get small moments in your career where you have an opportunity to do something special, and it may be one game, it may be one series, yeah. It may be one whole year, but that will always stick with you that you came up
yeah.
and either shot the ball and you didn't shy away from the moment. And I feel like our team didn't shy away from the moment.
You'll always be a champion.
Always.
The rest of your life.
That's it.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beachwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Come on, we're going to be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.